Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really grateful that you are listening in. So I just have a few announcements before I start taking callers. I'm super excited to let you know that first, the very first episode of Psychic Medium Tony G that integrated Blog Talk Radio is now available on my YouTube station. So you can watch it there. You can listen to it on Blog Talk, or you can watch it on WSCS, which is the TV station that I have Psychic Medium Tony G on. Also, my last show, Create a Life You Love with Laurent, is available on YouTube. Laurent is a tattoo artist that does these amazing tattoos. Oh my goodness, he takes artistry to another level. There are some pictures of his work in that show, so please go to my YouTube channel or my webpage, tonig.info, and you can see either or both of those shows. I will be recording the next episode of the 9th. That is next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And during that show, I will again be using Blog Talk Radio. So I already have it posted and set up. So make sure that you're following that show so that whenever I'm going to record it, you can call in and be a part of it. Yay! Oh, the excitement. Okay, I'm also almost ready to start putting the final touches on my book. Just more ideas keep coming to me. It's just crazy right now. But I'm almost done, and then I will be putting that book and publishing it, and hopefully that'll happen within the next 6 weeks, but we'll see. Anyway, I hope it will be done within the next 6 weeks. So I am going to start taking callers now. And the one thing that I would like to, I just please pay attention if you are calling in with a question. Because my switchboard is always full and there are always so many callers, I ask that we be really conscious of that and have your question, a direct question ready or a connection ready. So I don't need a whole backstory, not because I don't care, but because there's a lot of callers to get to. So if you ask your question and I need more information, I will absolutely ask for that information. Otherwise, I should just be able to answer your question or connect you with the loved one you want to be able to connect with. Before I take the first caller, I am just going to clear love today. So there's something blocking love. Yep. So let's just clear that. And then we are going to go to the first caller. And the first caller, your area code is 270. Hello, 270. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Joy from Kentucky.
Hi, Joy. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Excellent. How can I help you today?
My question is, I'm hoping to transfer from my apartment into a house from the same landlord. Do you see that happening anytime soon?
No. Well, it depends on what you consider soon. I just keep hearing, no, this isn't going to happen the way you want it to. It's not going to transpire. Your landlord might already have different arrangement for that, or even possibly thinking about letting that go, but he likes it. It's easier the way it is, okay? If you want to go into a home, or you want this, if you want this to happen with your landlord, you have to be very direct, and you have to ask him for a specific date that this is going to happen. If he can't give you that date, then you know he's kind of procrastinating and dragging it along with you. It might be best if you start looking at outside properties too, or different properties that might work just as well. I feel like there's something else going on with this property that is going to cause it to be a little bit troublesome for you to get into, whether it's the sale of the property or the people are not leaving or he has somebody else he needs to put in there. I just see that being a deal that can't be done as quickly or easily as you would hope it would be done. I do feel like in June you're going to have a really good opportunity to relocate. Now, when are you thinking you want to relocate?
As soon as possible. If it was this month, next month, I would go.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you, we're in April right now. June is like, you know, a couple months away. Start looking at all opportunities that present themselves to you. You might just find a little golden nugget that you didn't even know existed. Okay?
All right.
Perfect. Well, I hope this was helpful. Don't depend on your landlord for this. I feel like he's not being as upfront with you as he could be.
Okay. I will definitely start searching.
Yeah, I feel like and I want to tell you, even if your landlord says this is available and you can get into it, it might not be the best option that's available to you. They're just saying no, 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 no. No. So look at what else is around. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at what you find, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day. Thank you. Okay. I want to go directly to the next caller. That's 510. Hello, 510. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. How are you? I'm doing good. I want to see what you see as far as a relationship when healing. When do you see us coming together romantically, which is friends?
Okay. Can I please just have his first name?
Tasha.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Tasha.
That's his first name?
His first name is Henry.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I need to ask you a really bizarre question. Is there somebody else that's interested in you?
No.
That you know of? I just keep hearing, I'm hearing two things that I'm going to tell you. There's the possibility, and it's a very, very strong possibility, that somebody else is interested in you. But I'm also hearing there's another person involved. Aside from the person that's interested in you, there's another person involved in this situation. This gentleman needs to finish up some business he has not finished up with somebody else before he can move on.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Now, this doesn't mean they're still intimate. But this does mean that it needs to be completed. It needs to kind of come to, it's getting a lot of detail on it, but once that comes to the final ending, then there's a chance for you to move forward. But that won't be until, I feel like, May or June. Okay.
Oh, okay. So it's not far away.
But no, but you need to be a little bit more honest with your feelings towards him, like telling him more honestly and again, more directly, this is where I see myself going. This is what I really want. And then give him the opportunity and the time to take care of what he needs to take care of if he's in the same place. And I feel like he is. He does have some unfinished business. I'm hearing there's some unfinished business with him, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. I'm really grateful I was able to connect with you, and I hope this was helpful.
Okay. So ask the spirit, shall I go forward with pursuing on taking him out, like going out places?
Okay, so you don't take him out. He takes you out.
Okay.
And yeah, you make sure he's taking you out. You're not taking him out. Let him show up as the man and let him be the man. And don't make excuses for him. If he is not willing to show up as the man and be the man, then he will never show up and be that. And every woman deserves a man.
Okay.
In that aspect. So you can go out with him. You cannot take him out. Do you understand? Like you're not supposed to be like taking and treating him out. Let him show up and show you what he thinks about you and how he's willing to treat you.
Okay.
Because the way it starts in the beginning, even if you're friends, is the way it will be the whole relationship. So you really need to sit back, as hard as it is and as difficult and as afraid as you might be, like, if I don't do this, where's my worth? And let's clear that now. Also, we have the vajay. Not that that's what we want them to want us for.
Right.
But here's the deal. They have to show up and show us how they're going to treat us through the whole relationship. If we don't allow them to do that, they will never do that. In the beginning, we teach them how to treat us. And then through the relationship, they will maintain that. So if you cannot do that, you need to back off until you can, but do not start taking care of or taking out this man. Because then you're setting up the dynamic for the relationship as it moves forward. Even as friends, like, listen, sweetie, I have a Sicilian stepfather, and I was taught very early on a woman never pulls anything except for lip gloss out of her purse. Even if you're with a friend, a relative, a date, a woman only pulls lip gloss out of her purse. She never pays for anything. And all of my male friends know this, and they respect it and they honor it. And anytime I am dating somebody, if they don't feel that that's my worth, then I don't feel that they're my worth. Okay?
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yes.
So if you want to go out and hang out, that's fine, but let him take care of you. And be very honest and to the point about your feelings. Don't be emotional about it. Just say, hey, listen, this is what I'm thinking. Where are you with this? The worst he can say is, I don't know, or nah, I'm not feeling that yet. And then you know, and you can back off and go, okay, well, why don't you take some time to think about that? Because since I'm here, I'm gonna back off if you're not there also, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid.
Okay.
Don't be afraid. That's the biggest mistake women make. We're always afraid that if we don't say or do what they want and give them what they want, it's not going to work out. But even, you know, history will tell us the women who cave and give in, it doesn't turn out what they want either. They just caved and gave in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it didn't come
right.
out the way they hoped it would. Right, exactly. Okay, sweetie, I hope this was really helpful for you. And
yes.
I want you to really consider this and practice in your head how you want to say this. Not emotionally, not too mush-mush on it, just straightforward and to the point, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, I am here every single Monday, and I start my show at noon, and it goes for 30 minutes. If you notice in the description of my show, I have 5 books that I have channeled, basically, and published. And if you click the link, it'll take you directly to my author page where you can check out my books. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, and the next caller is 203. Hello, 203. How are you today?
I'm sorry. I thought you were ending the show. Hi. First-time caller.
No, I still have a couple minutes left. Thank you. I'm so happy you didn't hang up.
I feel very lucky.
Yeah, I just lost 3 callers on that one. The show is not ending. I still have 30 minutes.
Okay.
Call back.
Okay.
What's your name? Right. Where are you calling from?
Pat from Connecticut, first-time caller. I moved to a place that has afforded me supposedly to save money. But since I've been here, a lot of money's been going out. I'm just wondering, what do you see with finances going out, including I may even have to have surgery for my dog. So it seems unending.
Okay, so I'm going to just start clearing your house right now because this place that you're in has some, let's just call it residual energy, okay? I'm sure you feel it and you understand what I'm talking about, correct?
Is it the woman that lived there before?
It's just old energy that needs to be cleared out. So we're going to clear that energy out. And once we clear that energy out, yeah, absolutely. And you think things are a struggle. You're kind of in survival mode, so I'm going to start clearing that too. Once we clear you from survival mode and being in that place of the struggle, then things tend to turn around. And we can be in that place where things start to go more smoothly and we feel calmly. What happens is what we believe, not what we want all the time. So once we clear struggle and survival for you, which we're going to start doing now, and it'll take as much as it can now, and then clearing the house, it'll make a huge difference. I feel like in May, your finances are going to turn around. Between now and May, that's 1 month, do your best to do your best. Be really smart with your finances, obviously, through the month of April. But then once May comes in, there's going to be a huge shift for you in your thinking, and you are going to be able to move forward financially in a much, much better way. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. May I ask you, I'm sorry, it's another question. Is my dog going to need surgery?
That's going to be a choice you're going to have to make. How far down the rabbit hole do you want to go? Now, I'm going to tell you, I had 2 babies that I loved beyond everything. And in the end, not saying this is the end, you know, you're just going to have to weigh out your options with this and figure out what is the least or the best way to handle the situation. I'm hearing, when I ask, will her dog need surgery, I hear no, but then I hear a soft yes. So possibly you won't need it, but you might opt to do it. Or no, it's not in the best interest because it won't really help the situation that much. So, but you might, again, opt to just try every last thing you can do so you, know you did everything you can. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Can I ask what the surgery is on?
Yes, and forgive me. It's anal glands that had an abscess. And the vet thought initially yes, but now he's thinking maybe prednisone or antibiotics will take care of it if he just has flare-ups. Okay. Initially, he, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I am getting that no. And again, thank you for explaining that to me. I'm getting that no. You might decide to do it because you might decide this is really what you think. If you do this, it's going to give you that result you want. But I'm hearing no, and I'm hearing there's a homeopathic way to take care of this. So I want you to get online, and I want you to Google homeopathic. This is internal. This is something internal. Whether it's the food your dog is eating or whatever it is, this is something internal. Maybe you need to get your dog on a good probiotic, too.
Okay.
And see how that works for your dog. I had to have my dogs on probiotics all the time. They were little hairless Chinese Cresteds. And they had a lot of allergies. So, I mean, they ate duck every night.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about a financial thing. So every day I'm at the store buying my dog duck and cooking it for them.
I understand. I cook for all my dogs. I understand.
Yeah, we do whatever we need to do, right? And I just love them to pieces, so I would have done so much more. But in the end, I had to make sure that, like, their bacterial levels were where they needed to be, because with allergies, that's one of the things that really you need to watch out, the amount of bacteria. What I'm getting here is there is a very homeopathic way to help your baby with this. And
wonderful.
Also, I'm getting that whole probiotic thing. I'm getting
yes.
there's a way that, like, to maybe, like, to take what I'm seeing, and I don't know what's in this washcloth, but what I'm seeing is a very warm washcloth to that area. I don't know if
yes.
dogs aren't going to let you do that, but it's what I'm seeing. And maybe there are some herbs or something on this cloth that the cloth
yes.
is warm and wet. But I'm going to tell you, if you do the surgery, there will be regret. Okay,
there'll be what? Regret?
Yeah, there will be regret because you're not going to get, I really feel like you're not going to get the results you want from the surgery.
Okay.
Like if you just, and let me just, what's your baby's name?
His name is Chance.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to start clearing your baby too. With health struggles, and there's been a lot of chaos. And so let's hope with the clearing of the house and the struggle and the health that everything will fall into place, and his system will start to get a little bit stronger. Okay, love?
Thank you so very, very, very much.
Absolutely. And thank you for calling in today. I love all of my callers so much, and I'm always really super grateful when I can do anything that helps, whether it's an answer or a clearing. And please know, like, here's what I want you and any other caller that ever calls in to know. If they listen to this show, even if they're not the person I'm talking with, all the clearings I'm doing are clearing for them if they need it. And
oh,
if you re-listen to the show, you know, after the show is over, when it pops up for the replay, replay this and let it clear your house. And anybody who is listening, it will start to clear their house as well, or clear them for struggle and survival mode, or clear their pets for health issues. Any
That's
clearing
fantastic.
I do, well, yeah. And it's so please re-listen to the show. Okay, yes, it does boost my ratings, but that's not why I want you to do that. I want you to really do those clearings as many times. And because I did a clearing on a house with this one, I really recommend everybody do it once a week in their home just to start clearing anything out of their house that needs to be cleared out. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you very, very much. God bless you. I'll call you again. Thank you.
I definitely hope so, and absolutely my pleasure. You have an amazing rest of the day.
Thank you very much. Chance, thanks you too.
Give him a big hug and a wet kiss for me, okay?
I will. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, folks. I am going to go to 561. Hello, 561. How are you today?
I'm great. And you?
I'm doing excellent. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Genevieve, and I'm calling from Montreal.
Hey, Genevieve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
How can I help you today, love?
Well, as you know, I had a really negative event that happened into my life about 5.5 months ago. And oh. I've taken a new career path 6 months ago. And nothing has been falling into place. Though, within the next 3 weeks, I'm planning a conference for to students for sexual assault, which mm-hmm. I am thrilled about and extremely excited and very thrilled. It's just I've got winds underneath my wings when I'm going for that and writing. Writing is extremely easy. It's unbelievable. I've never thought writing would be that easy. That being said, I'd like to know where the hell is that going to lead me, because career-wise and also finances, I am going to receive some money from my taxes. But besides that, there's nothing going on into the real estate business right now, because everything that seems to be, that I'm working with clients, everything falls apart. Nothing is working out.
So Genevieve, the timer is running down, and I want to make sure I'm able to give you a message. So thank you for sharing a bit. Sometimes one path leads us to another path. So sometimes we get on one path. Like I've been a channel my entire life, but because it's so easy for me, because it's just natural with every conversation that I have, I never thought this is a career. I thought, no, that's just the way I talk. So I ended up becoming a hypnotist. And then during every hypnosis session, I would channel for people, and then they would come back for that. And ironically, that's how I ended up doing this professionally, not only like with every conversation I have. So sometimes when we end up on one path inadvertently, but by divine design, it leads us to the path we're supposed to be on. A few of the things that I'm hearing for you are, number one, start getting yourself booked at more businesses, like corporate speaking, and start getting yourself booked at more universities and even high schools. You can have a different speech for high schools than you do colleges. And I feel like if you keep following this path that the real estate has brought you to this, and if you keep following it, and I feel like you're going to speak in front of Congress, and I feel like this is going to be, or Parliament, I'm sorry, let me correct myself, for your area, I feel mm-hmm. like you are going to definitely have the opportunity to become a professional speaker, and I feel like you're also going to write a book about this. It's not going to be a huge book. It's going to be a book, though, and it will have success. I feel like you will be able to get interviews about this, and you will be able to get speaking engagements. And I feel like there is someone who is going to eventually help you get speaking engagements on this topic and book you. So please stay on suit. You're right on suit, and you're where you're supposed to be, and you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Remember, sometimes we think something happened and everything is divine purpose, divine timing in the way it's supposed to happen, in the way it's supposed to happen to lead us to our next thing. Please, please make sure that you are searching speaking events, speaking engagements, Google colleges, like college speaking availability, corporate speaking availability, and start submitting yourself to all of these different venues. And when you do that, you're going to find great success, and you will get paid to do this. Remember, anytime people have people come in, they pay them. So make sure that you are negotiating a good payment for yourself. So I hope this is helpful, Genevieve. I'm really grateful that you shared. And I have like 20 seconds left. So I just want to say, everybody, if I didn't get to you, I'm so sorry. I will be back next Monday at noon. Please call in then. And I will be happy to get your call and hopefully answer your questions or connect you with loved ones. And next Tuesday, I will be at 1 o'clock having next Tuesday at 1 o'clock, I will be doing the WSCS show. Thank you so much.